Welcome to episode 84 of the Uncelebs podcast, man. This is the 2020 episode.
Ah, January 1st, 2020. Merry New Year.
Y'all here.
For all the new listeners and old listeners, in case you didn't wonder, I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This is Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
It's your girl, Boss Lady.
Keith. Oh, you back? This is the second episode in a row. You back.
Oh, yeah.
You back. Anyway, this is Dre on motherfucking drums.
That's right, man. And before we get into the topic, let's talk about our sponsor, man. This episode is sponsored by Anchor App, man. The easiest way to make a podcast. Everything you need, 100% free. Anchor is an all-in-one platform where you can create, distribute, and monetize your platform from any device for free. All right? That means you 100% free, $0, man. And you get paid just to talk your shit on your podcast. So if you haven't already, definitely download the Anchor app now, man, and get paid. Now, let's talk about Orlando Jones. We're going to get into it.
Okay.
Mr. Nancy. Anansi the Spider.
Anansi
the Spider.
So if I may, if anybody is a fan of, what is it, Showtime, correct?
I think it's Stars.
Okay, so if anybody is a Stars watcher, there was a show called American Gods. Mm. Now, on American Gods, Orlando Jones played a rendition of an African god named Anansi.
Anansi the Spider.
Now, Anansi was, you can look him up on your own time, but so we saw that Anansi, the spider, he was an African god that was there trying to guide the slaves that were brought to America and things like that. So recently we get a tweet from Orlando Jones that says,
September 10th, 2018, I was fired from American Gods. There will be no more Mr. Nancy. Don't let these motherfuckers tell you they love Mr. Nancy. They don't. I'm not going to name names, but the new season 3 showrunner is Connecticut-born and Yale-educated, so he's very smart. And he thinks that Mr. Nancy's angry, get shit done is the wrong message for Black America. That's right. This white man sits in that decision-making chair, and I'm sure he has many Black BFFs who are his advisors and made it clear to him that if they did not get rid of that angry god, Mr. Nancy, he'd start a Denmark VC uprising in this country. I mean, what else could it be?
Okay, so he basically got fired because his angry get shit done, quote unquote, attitude is not what Black America needs. It's almost as if, like, it is literally, not almost as if, it is literally white America being afraid of Black people knowing the truth. It's like, yo, we know this shit already. Like, Anansi ain't introduce us to this topic.
Hell the fuck, like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, some of us, okay, yeah, it's new to some of us, but it's like that some of us didn't already know this shit. Like,
exactly.
We knew some of them slave ships went up in flames. We know that.
Yep. And we knew that this is how they treat us. And a lot of us do feel like angry get shit done. Like, when you look back in the history books, when there was a riot and people were dying, a lot more shit got done than, you know, peaceful protests or, you know, legislation going through the government and shit like that. So it's like, especially when there's a show like Watchmen going out here that's, you know, putting out shit about, like, the Black Wall Street and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people didn't know about Black Wall Street until Watchmen came out, which is crazy to me because, you know, this is 2019. But, you know, either way, what kills me about it mostly, though, is that Orlando Jones would not have gotten fired had he done a bad job.
Yeah.
Because he did such a good job of capturing the character that they made, he got fired.
I think this is my favorite character that he ever played.
That's what.
Period.
That's what. Aside from Schlicht Mall Liquor.
And that's the thing that got a lot of people riled up because he was the best character.
He was.
Yo, in by the show. Far. You by know what far. I mean? Like, Shadow was just like mad.
I like Wednesday.
Wednesday was cool. Wednesday was cool. But I mean, like,
he don't beat Nancy though.
No, he don't beat Nancy. Like, the only person, like, you got Nancy, you got freaking Mad Sweeney. Like, those are the best characters of the show. And right. Mad Sweeney was fucking porn stash and Orange is the New Black. Like, that is good acting and shit like that, because you won't even remember that Mad Sweeney was that. Like, you would have to get, like, you would have to actually, someone would have to tell you before you realize that. But Orlando Jones himself, I mean, like, aside from that first Bill Quist scene, his, like, he completely murdered every single, like, he was the second best thing, the third best thing, the fourth best thing. Like,
every scene he was on. I would say,
like, yeah, like, out of his, not to take any credit away from Orlando Jones, but I think this probably was his best role ever.
I think,
like,
so,
he has,
too.
He has, like, other good roles, like Double Take and,
I loved him growing up, but this one was
the most serious.
I don't really remember him growing up.
You don't? Really? Did you watch Double Take?
The Sprite Orlando commercial?
Orlando Jones, not Brown.
What was that? Evolution. Are you dumb?
Evolution.
Are you dumb? Stop. That's wrong. Anyway.
What's that?
I don't know Evolution.
Evolution.
What's Evolution?
Oh, my God.
We'll look it up later. We'll look it up later.
You're the only one that watched Evolution.
The Sprite commercial. And then he started out. No, it was
Seven Up. He
seven
did.
Up.
It was him first. Yeah.
I can't remember it. I just remember him.
Seven Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him.
Seven Up.
I don't remember that.
This is like late 90s.
Yeah, I remember hearing 7-Up Yours. I remember him being part of 7-Up, but I don't remember the commercial.
The evolution of Orlando Jones.
Because then the black man that they got after that was, what's his name, Godfrey? Is that his name?
Oh, it might have been Godfrey.
Yeah. What?
Yo.
No, it was both of them, because I remember that they changed the black man. They just got another dark-skinned black man. That's what they did. That's exactly what, and I noticed it. I'm like, that's not the same guy.
That's true. That's true. But like I said, I think this is like his most serious role.
Usually
he's like more like comedic.
Jokey, yeah.
But
yo, when comedians cross over, that's another topic within itself.
Yeah.
When they cross over into that serious lane.
And it's very hard for a comedian to dive into it. Yeah. It's very few I've seen dive into that serious role. It's like, shit, I really feel.
I was about to say, shout out to Jim Carrey for Majestic.
Yeah, that's what I was about to mention that.
Jim Carrey can do a lot of serious roles. There are a lot of comedians who, because of their take of comedy, they have a very dark humor, so they can do serious very well.
My favorite. Oh, yeah,
Drumline. That is the main thing that you know him for, Drumline.
Yep.
Drumline, yeah.
But my favorite is Jamie Foxx, because he can do funny.
Yes,
and then
Jamie,
Jamie is, up there, but.
But, yeah.
That's, like Steph said, that's a whole nother topic in itself.
It is.
But I'm saying, like, what it made me, what the whole thing makes me think about is, what does that say about white America's fear of the black man?
So much.
Because, I mean, like, they said that they felt like, you know, that was not the proper voice in black, you know, for black America to hear right
so
now.
So what is the proper voice?
How do they know?
Exactly.
Yo, you know what? It's just fear.
Hang on.
Go ahead.
According to Deadline.com, the headline says, Orlando Jones wasn't fired from American Gods over race, but plot, insists producer Fremantle.
Yes.
So,
the plot of him being a black man.
they're saying it's not over race. And I think, like, it's like, well,
if we made Anansi a white character, if we made this African god a white character, there would be no problem.
But it's like, out of all the characters,
there
why
would be a
get rid of
ass problem?
Of course,
it looks shaky when you, out of all the characters, you got rid of the best one, and he's black.
Was it the fact that it was too real for people?
Yes. Plain and simple, yes.
Most likely, yeah.
Because, I mean, like, all right, the first time that we see Anansi, for anybody who hasn't seen American Gods, the first time that we seen Anansi, he appeared to a bunch of slaves that were locked up on a slave ship.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. And they were begging for one of their gods to come and save them. And right. Anansi appeared before him and said, listen, you don't need to get free. He said, fuck being free. Kill everybody on this ship and then let it burn. Yep. Because you can die here on the seas rather than go and live a life of servitude. So he's like, fuck it. Just die. Just die a noble cause rather than, you know. And this is the message that they're scared of. Because it's
a powerful message, by the way.
Exactly. Like, imagine if black people was like, you know what? The life that I'm living is not good enough for the life that I can build for my children. So, like, yo, I don't know if they, like, if they freaking overestimated how far their show reaches. Or the fact that we've already had this message before. You're not, like, new to this.
Let me ask you this, because this powerful scene happened in the first season. Am I correct?
One. Yeah. Yep.
What season did it kind of stop?
You know what? I can't even front. I stopped watching American Gods.
Season 2, episode 1. That's the last episode I saw.
Okay, yeah, so, me too. Like, we saw the gods get together, right. And that was about it.
Okay. Like, okay, so the... Right, that happened. So I think American Gods, when we were talking about it, that was like at least a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
They wait until now. It's 2019. Now you want to get rid of
but
him?
But see, that's the thing. They've had three different showrunners. I think they've had a different showrunner for every fucking season.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So, like, the showrunner now is the one that made that decision. The original showrunners, they, like, was out because, you know, they got, like, they wasn't getting paid enough or whatever reason. They had some reason that they, you know, backed out of it. I think we talked about it on the episode.
We did.
But the second showrunners, I didn't even get into. Like, I tried to watch the second season, and it was more like they were... It didn't catch me. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the
I
first
still
episode.
I still
want to
go back and watch
the
it.
First season.
The first season was very graphic. Like, it was really, like... Yeah, a lot of shit was going on.
Yeah, shout out to Bill, Chris.
But, and I think everyone can agree on this. Just to kind of wrap this up, I feel like American guys just really dropped the ball, and it's not the first time we've seen this, because you've seen this with Luke Cage. You've seen this with Jessica Jones. Like, and it's just that, man, why have something so good? You guys was on a roll, and you just fuck it up. You just fucked it up big time by just getting rid of this character. And it's like, now it's like, all right, what the fuck? Now, what, like, it's no reason to really watch this show now. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what I think?
Yeah.
I think this show was overly ambitious. So it's like based on spirituality and like different cultures and how they view spirituality. I feel like when Mr. Nancy, when it got to his story, it was just like too much for white people. So it was just like people were complaining. People were, you know, they must have been talking shit because, you know, there would be no reason why now all of a sudden they want to fire him. So people must have been complaining about, oh, this is racist, this is da da da. You know, it's like,
yeah, but
now with all of this happening, I want to ask you guys, like, are you still gonna watch the show?
Well,
of course,
honestly, not. No, honestly,
right?
I want to watch the second season just to see what
where,
the fuck,
yeah, where it went,
like what happened. Yeah, I want to see where it went too, because
right.
And my thing is, they must have been scared, but then they obviously. American Gods is a show that I don't see advertised as much as any other show that I watch.
Yeah, they don't.
So who the fuck do they think are watching their show, and that's going to revolt?
Not as much as.
And that's going to revolt and do all these things and all that. Not to say that it's not in our future, because I see it, but they either got a very high opinion about their show.
I think that's it.
Or Orlando is doing a very good job, and I think that's both.
Yeah, and like,
I think it's both.
Yeah, without, like, we can all agree, if Orlando doesn't do a phenomenal job as that character and bring that character to life and bring those feelings up and bring that uncomfortability up for white people, this wouldn't be a situation. Well, if he was an average actor.
Well, let me ask you this. Was he in the second season? Or he was just
only He was in the second season.
He's in the second season. But, okay, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think this is maybe the third season was getting
That's
filmed,
what he said. He said Mr. Nancy won't be there for the third season.
So you know what it is? Oh, wow. Now I got to read the book.
Yeah, I want to read the book too.
I heard that Anansi, in the book wasn't the same character as Anansi in
and
the
I believe that
movie. I mean, in the show,
but so they butchered it. They butchered the story,
like or
they butchered the book,
or like. But this is the thing. This is the thing that gets me because there's this different show, like the showrunner for the first season.
Yeah,
he had a specific vision, and as a showrunner, you know this is what it is. And then the second one had a different vision. And then the third one had a different vision. So it's kind of like they may have made Anansi different from who he was in the book, but that was to bring him to life on the screen.
Yeah. Right,
and like, Orlando Jones did a wonderful job at it. And proving that even more is the fact that Neil Gaiman, the writer of the book, and I believe he was the first season showrunner, he's the one that gave Orlando Jones the opportunity to get a producer and a screenwriting credit, I believe.
Mm.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
he said he was producer.
Yeah, he said that was the first time he was able to be a producer on a show. And, like, you could see that in the beginning, there was that inclusion. Like, that character that Orlando Jones captured and couldn't put down, like, you know, you try to reel it back now, you can't do that. No, you know, the deeper it gets, it got to go deeper. So
I always say this, you can't fix cracked glass.
No. Mm.
Once glass is cracked, that's it.
That's it.
You can't fix it.
Now you can either look at it or pretend that it's not there.
It's always going
to
be.
Try to replace it. You can fire that cracked glass and try to replace it. But yeah, everybody knows, just throw the whole fucking door away.
So yeah, so to conclude this, it's like, all right, well, if you guys, if the ratings are so low where the show gets canceled, don't be surprised because
the shows survive on characters.
Yeah.
Right. And I don't know exactly what happens or whatever. I know that, you know, the top two characters in my book was Mad Sweeney and Anansi. And for whatever reason, neither one of them are there. So
wait, Sweeney's not there either?
I can't tell you too much about it. You're going to have to watch the show.
I'll read the book. I'll read the book.
So you're just going to spoil it for me and then not tell me? Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I'm not going to completely spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it.
Wait, what'd you say, Ant?
No, I said I'm going to get the book just because of that.
Yeah.
Just to see where the story went and, you know, just to, you know, tell the difference between the show and the book.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I really think in order for us to, like, really avoid all of this crap, it's just like, look, say what y'all want about Tyler Perry, but he got his studio open.
You got to make your own shit.
Yeah.
We got to make our own shit.
He got his big ass studio. We need to give him ideas. We need to give him more directors, black directors. We got to bring him black, you know, showrunners, black, you know, everything.
Exactly.
Black actors, actresses. He got his studio and he's out here with his open arms. Like we got to bring the ideas to him.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, man, because I feel like he's not getting a lot of notoriety for that. You know?
I think he is.
In the black community,
yeah,
we're showing him the respect because this is, you know, he's at this point, you gotta respect Tyler Perry for everything he's done. He's a fucking trailblazer when it comes to, you know, making the crazy thing about black people.
The crazy thing about it is he's right in the hood.
Yep.
Oh, he is?
Well, I mean, it's Atlanta.
He's right in East Point. That's the hood.
Bro, that shit is so many acres.
It's no longer hood inside
that's
those
not
gates.
Fair. You
know, we've never been to Atlanta, so
I've been to Atlanta, and I don't have no idea where you're
talking
about.
That's not fair. My hood is like getting off at Eureka on the 8th.
Word. Imagine if fucking Spike Lee had a studio in Brownsville.
He does. Not Brownsville.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, like, goddamn. Like, speaking of blood, not the fucking devil.
Bed-Stuy.
Yeah.
No, he has a studio.
It's 40 Acres and a Mule.
It's in, it's Fort Greene. Yeah. It's not Bed-Stuy, it's Fort Greene.
Well, it's next door.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, right there.
Right there.
40 Acres and a Mule, yeah.
I'm saying, man.
Well, all I'm trying to say is we got the opportunity right now. If we make that opportunity go, like, if that studio closed down and we were like, oh, no, Tyler Perry Studios closed down, that's going to be our fault.
Nah, it's not going to close down because they already, like,
I'm just saying,
black people and black movies already are supporting them. That's why fucking Bad Boys and
the other movie
and Coming to America.
Yep.
It's both already on that fucking at that studio, you know?
Oh, like, okay. So no, let's just keep it up then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just keep that consistent.
This is our time to seize that opportunity. I'm just saying, like,
right.
You know, we got to do, you know.
No,
can't just let that shit slip.
Like, this right here is the epitome of black Hollywood. Like, yeah. This right here, this exactly. Is the start of actual
Atlanta
black Hollywood.
Is black Hollywood.
Yeah.
Atlanta is super black, and they already started opening up studios there. That's why Tyler Perry did it.
All right, so we're going to conclude that. We're going to get into our final segment, man. Nick Cannon versus Eminem.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's that.
You want to know something funny?
Hold on. Listen, I'm not finished holding my sides.
Let's hear it, Ant. What we got?
You want to know what's funny?
Nick Squirt Gun.
One of Eminem's fans got at Nick Cannon.
You talking about Grizzy? Grizzy Hendrix?
On YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all was playing the video earlier.
Oh, yeah. All right, so... Listen. So... For the people who don't know, right? So here's how the...
For the people who... Okay.
Yeah, so here's how the beef re-sparked. So pretty much Fat Joe came out with a song called Loyalty, right? Featuring Eminem. Eminem sent a couple of jabs towards Nick Cannon.
A bunch of them.
Really
he said, a jab. Really wasn't a jab. It was like...
It was a one-sided DBZ fight was what it was.
So now... Obviously, Nick Cannon is, you know, he's trying to respond. But my thing is this, right? Listen, if you're gonna go into a battle with someone, it doesn't matter who you're going against. Don't have other rappers trying to fight your battles. Like, don't have other rappers trying to battle your battles. Because now it makes you look extra corny. And yep. Nick Cannon is my guy.
Shout out to, remember Nicki Minaj and Remy Ma got in that beef? And then Nicki Minaj brought fucking Drake and Lil Wayne on the song.
I'm not even gonna bring that up because Remy brought Lil Kim on that, and that video.
I mean, that was a year after.
That was the same year, and that video was unfortunate. But
well,
go ahead.
Well, let's not talk about it because now she got a podcast. So that shit ain't no more beefing. Ain't no more rapping. That's it. You know what I mean? So my thing is this, right? I feel like Eminem could respond, but knowing Eminem, I know he's gonna wait. He gonna wait until fucking Nick Cannon. He gonna keep digging his own grave. I swear he gonna respond to that one song, and that's it. It's gonna be back like how it was with the last beat.
Yo, I honestly don't think that Eminem is gonna respond at all. You know why? Because the internet has already responded. It said,
exactly.
Eminem dishes Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon responds twice. Eminem zero responses. Eminem wins.
Well, he's been responding during tweets, like,
because it's hilarious. Like, yo, if somebody, okay, if you disrespect somebody, right, and you like read them for shame, like, it doesn't matter. You completely destroyed it, right?
Yeah.
And then they start saying shit back to you. And the shit is just, like, not sticking. Everybody's laughing at them for disrespecting you. No, like, they're laughing at them.
I get it. Laughing at them, right.
Not, like, what they're saying is funny. But, like, laughing at what they're saying. Then are you going to respond? Or are you just going to be like, see, like, stop?
I mean, it depends. Because just playing devil's advocate, you got that one person be like, well, I mean, he's still... He's still throwing, like, Eminem hasn't responded yet, so Like,
okay, so do y'all think Eminem should respond?
I don't care.
I would.
M1. I think he should.
I think he should respond in a comedic Eminem way, like in a way that he's not taking him seriously and not like a kill shot. You know, Eminem comes back with a kill shot, I'm gonna be like, yo, come on, Em, that's
overkill. But wait. It should be called Overkill. But
Overkill shot.
Four people on his diss track. That's overkill.
Right, you got Charlie Clips. You got
Hitman
Holla.
It's not overkill if none of them actually killed him.
Yo, word. Because all of them said like four bars about Eminem. And like all of them are literally battle rappers. So they're like, this is what they do.
Right.
But at the same time, y'all have nothing to do with this. We all know that you're just there trying to back up the dude boss. That's signing your
the checks.
Exactly.
The boss.
They doing it for the check.
Exactly.
I mean, it was kind of like the same way with Eminem, like D12 and like Royce. It's kind of like the same situation,
but when you talk about D12 and Royce and shit, like first off, Royce and D12 were actually beefing with each other. So that was one thing. But when you talk about, like, let's say the Ja Rule beef, and D12 hopped in Eminem's beef with him and, you know, was backing him up, and they put out a diss song to Ja Rule and Irv Gotti and shit. That was different because it's like, yo, these niggas is actually, like, really trying to diss you. They really said something about his daughter. They really said all of this stuff. Yeah. And then, you know, Nick Cannon is just like, he's not a serious rapper. Like, no one ever took him serious. Like, even Gigolo, nobody gave a fuck, Nick. Like,
teenagers did.
Nick Cannon album. I ain't heard it.
What? No,
I
never. Never.
I mean, parents just don't. Wait, you got Gigolo? You got Parents Just Don't Understand, which was Lil Romeo featuring 3LW and Nick Cannon.
Yep.
I don't even remember that fucking song. I just remember it came on out on commercials on fucking Nickelodeon.
They don't understand.
They gonna get it. No, if you feel me, holla on the kids all across the land.
Yep. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're right.
baby.
Yo, and it was a remake of fucking Will Smith shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, yo, Nick Cannon, after seeing, you know, after hearing a bunch of stuff from all of his people that he's gotten checks for and shit, I respect him for that shit. But at the end of the day, just remember, bro, this is not your lane. Don't diss this man. Don't rap against this man.
He already did it. That's what I was saying.
He already did it.
It's three diss songs already. Nick, like,
son, Nick. You already broke up with Mariah Carey, Nick, so you
exactly.
can just like
what are you
dodge
fighting?
That shit.
It's still the mother of his kids. That's his whole thing. Like,
he got kids with Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I didn't know.
They got twins.
Twins.
Oh, that's who
they're
the
like
twins.
10 years old now.
Yeah.
He got another kid.
Hold on.
I can get that motive. I understand.
He got another kid. Are you dumb?
Yeah. He's a kid with somebody
Stop
else. Not
asking
right.
people no, if they dumb, hey, disrespectful.
He got twins with her, and then he got a whole another kid.
You remember he said Patti LaBelle is the godmother for his kids.
Yeah.
No, for real. She is.
Okay. Word. No, not laughing. Because we watch Nick Cannon on Masked Singer all the day.
That's what I was about to say.
Shout out to Nick Cannon. Like, he's a great host.
Yeah, be a host.
He's a great host.
Be a host to your own show. You have a whole empire.
You know what would be the way that Nick Cannon could have got back at Eminem without rapping? He could have easily just like on every episode of Mass Singer or something. If he was just like FM, and like it just kept it moving, just FM, and you know, like you just say the two letters, you know what they mean, but you know, nobody else.
Fox would not let that fly.
Why? Because he's just saying FM. He could just shove that anywhere.
Nick, why are you saying FM?
Don't worry about it. They want Nick Cannon to host, so it's like, fuck it. Hey, they got to come in here until the cops come knocking, baby. Until the cops come knocking.
Remember.
Yes, sir. I ain't scared of you.
If you don't
But
you declined me tequila.
It was a stupid beef to begin with. It was a stupid beef 10 years ago. It's a dumb beef now. And whether M responds or not,
Nick Cannon lost.
He lost.
It's like, all right, you got 47-year-old Eminem and 39-year-old Nick Cannon.
That's all, he's 39.
He's 39.
He looking for his age. I mean,
no, he do.
That's about goals.
They both super rich.
And word.
Shit. You know what it is? No, fuck it. Like the way this generation is now, man. Like I guarantee, in another month or so, everybody will forget about this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody forget it. Just like anything.
Mm-hmm. Until that one person is like, yo, remember when?
No.
No.
I don't remember. Like everybody stopped talking about the Machine Gun Kelly Eminem.
Yo, you know what's funny?
It's all right, man.
The Game just came out talking about how explaining how Machine Gun Kelly won.
Right.
It's like
who?
The Game. And he's like, yo, bro, just shut up. Just shut up. Nobody cares. Nobody cares what kind of mental gymnastics you want to play.
A whole year and a half later.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He lost.
That's another thing.
Like, back see, we from the era where rap beefs were much simpler. If you get out-rapped, you lost. You know? Pusha T and Drake. Drake got out-rapped.
He lost, though.
The end.
It's only like, I could say two rap beefs that I could say did not end up like rapping against each other. It ended up on some street shit.
Oh, okay. I mean, like, yeah, that's different.
That's
you
only
know?
Two, yeah.
You know, but like when it comes to hip hop itself, that's what it is. It's like,
yeah, yeah. No, it should just keep it to hip hop. It should keep it to just you know, bars and just keep it on wax.
Yes.
You know, you don't want to.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
White beef is settled in court. It ain't settled on record. They settled in court.
You're right.
I'm suing. You had no right to say that to me.
Like, well, I'm counter suing. Well, how about
my
that?
Right? Am I lying?
You're right. No, you're right. But we're gonna wrap up this episode, man. This is episode 84. Oh my God. I want to thank everyone for listening to us and watching us on YouTube, man. Be on the lookout for more content, man. Check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Facebook, Instagram, Google Podcasts,
Castbox,
iTunes, SoundCloud,
Anchor,
that purple app,
Anchor, yeah. Anchor, yeah, man.
Patreon.
Oh, the other purple app too.
Yeah, and Patreon, man.
Patreon, pay us.
The orange apps, all of the orange apps.
Yeah. T, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck T doing, but I'm sure so.
I'm Epi, aka Nostalgic.
This Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
Boss Lady
K. It's Dre on motherfucking drums.
Let's get it.
All right, we out.
And we out of this motherfucker.
Bye.
With a two-piece biscuit.